Bikurim, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud, 3:10. Back in the second perek, we had learned that Bikurim has certain restrictions, like Truma. Like, for example, only a Kohen may eat Bikurim, and it must be eaten when he is Tahor, and the Bikurim are Tahorim. Also, Bikurim are exempt from tithes, as we'll discuss more in this Mishnah here. So the Mishnah says that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh Midos B'Bikurim. The truth is that there are three different levels of halachic statuses that apply to the fruit that one might bring in his basket to the Kohen as Bikurim. First of all, there's Habikurim, the Bikurim themselves. Those are the fruits that we referred back to in the beginning of the third parak, Mishnah Aleph, when we said a person goes down to his field, he sees the first of the ripening fruits, he marks it off with a string. So those identified as the Bikurim, those are Bikurim proper. But a person might feel that when he puts those in his basket, there just simply aren't enough to fill the basket, it's insufficient. He may need to fulfill a rabbinic requirement that 1/60th of his first fruit should be brought as Bikurim, and he needs to add to it. So if a person adds supplemental fruit to his basket, that's called the Tosefet Bikurim. The Tosefet Bikurim is the additional fruits that are added to the basket. And then there's the third category called the Itur HaBikurim. That was the decorative crown that went around the Bikurim. As I said in the previous Mishnah, that could be, according to the Chachamim, even not from the Shiva Saminim. According to Rabbi Kiva and the Halacha, it must be from the Shiva Saminim. But what we mean here is you have a basket of figs. When you went down, that you bring as Bikurim. When you went down to your fig trees, you saw some figs ripening, you marked them off, when you put them in your basket isn't full enough, you decide, you opt to add more figs, so it's a full basket. So the original figs are the Bikurim. The extra figs that you add are the Tosefes Bikurim. Then around your basket, you're going to put those grapes, or according to the Chamim, you could even put, you know, apples and oranges around the basket to decorate it. That would be the Itzur HaBikurim. So the Mishnah says, Tosefes HaBikurim, the supplemental level 2 Bikurim, min bamino, those are going to be defined by being the same type of fruit as the Bikurim proper. That is, say, if you're bringing figs, any grapes that are brought along can't be Tosefes Bikurim, they must be Itzur Bikurim. V'Itzur HaBikurim min b'she'en amino, and the same goes the converse, if you are decorating or supplementing your figs, if you would add more figs, and you think they're just as a decorative element, well, if they're figs and figs, so then those figs are considered to be Tosefes Bikurim, supplemental Bikurim, and not Itur Bikurim, not decorative figs. So we're not defining, that defined what would be what. Now, as far as the halachic status of these three things, we learned already that Bikurim proper must be eaten by the Kohen B'Tahara and are totally exempt from tithes. The Tosefes Bikurim, the supplemental Bikurim, so those Necheles B'Tahara, will treat them like Bikurim, meaning the strictures of Bikurim. That means that will still limit their consumption to only Kohanim. This is Midrabbanan, of course. These aren't really Bikurim, but Midrabbanan, only Kohanim can eat it. And they'll be Chayat to be eaten B'Tahara. Upaturim in a Damai, and they're exempt from Damai. Now, what does that mean? What that means is that they're exempt from the rabbinic requirement to tithe. Now, what's that mean? That means that there's a mitzvah called Damai. We learned it in Maseches Damai, that if an Am HaAretz would be bringing these Bikurim, and with the Bikurim, Tosef Bikurim, supplemental Bikurim, so normally there's a rule that when you get fruit from an Am HaAretz, you have to be afraid, Midr Rabbanan, that they didn't tithe it properly in certain ways, and you have to get out the Trumas Meiser and the Meiser Sheni, whatever the details are. We're saying here that when the rabbis made the din derabanan to tithe demai, it's only derabanan because midoraisa, most am ha'aretz do tithe properly, and therefore you can go after the majority, but midorabanan, you can't rely on that. But when the rabbis made that rule, they didn't include tosefes bikurim, and that being the case, if you have demai coming from an am ha'aretz, and it's tosefes bikurim, it's exempt from tithing just as the bikurim proper. Let me speak out. If you know for certain it's untied produce, so then it's not demai, and it would need to be tied, because midoraisa, this is a fig that came from a tree, it needs to be tied, so meiser, rishon, etc. has to be taken from it. As for the itzer bikurim, those are the decorative bikurim, those are even chayv b'demai, even the rabbinic requirement of tithe and demai applies to the itzer bikurim, because they're just decorative in nature, and therefore, not only, of course, do you have to tie them if it's vadai, which would be true for tosefes bikurim, but even any Am HaAretz who brings his Bikurim, so the Kohen ought to be afraid if it's Am HaAretz that it needs to be tithed, and therefore the Itur, the decorative Bikurim must be tithed if they are demai, as the rules of demai apply to them.